Want to attune to lunar vibrations and cosmic cycles? Welcome to the Lunar Lightworker podcast. This podcast will deeply connect you on a whole other level with ancient lunar and cosmic cycles. Align and become as one with the movement and energetic impact of these magnificent planetary bodies. I'm your host, Zoe Whitehead, and I'm passionate about the moon and cosmic cycles and their energetic impact. I'm a soul-led coach and founder of the beautiful Lunar Lightworker membership, my signature program. I work with women who are empathic lightworkers and moon lovers, who have a sensitivity to energy and a curiosity and connection with the moon and cosmic astrological activity. A new episode is released every Thursday. Tune in to get deep moon and cosmic wisdoms and guidance on how to harness these powerful cycles and energy for release, clarity, growth, and spiritual expansion. I'm very happy for you to be here, and I'm grateful for your ongoing support and listenership. If this episode has resonated with you, please subscribe or follow the Lunar Lightworker podcast for weekly episode notification. And come and find me over at Instagram at Lunar Lightworker. Hey, and welcome to this week's episode of the Lunar Lightworker podcast. I hope you are all well and kind of feeling the ebb in the energies this week. I certainly am, and I wanted to talk to you all about this kind of aftermath period of an eclipse season. We are still in the eclipse season, but the active phase, yeah, that active doorway has closed. It closed on Monday with that amazing total solar eclipse. The eclipse season is still going, but completely complete, if I can say that, this weekend. So you should be feeling an ebb in the energy now. I know I certainly am. So before we go on, I'm really sorry about that background noise. I've actually got the washer and drying going full pelt. I've just got a huge backlog for some reason, so I've just been having to do it, do some drying as well. And we've had so much rain here, we're not able to get our drying out, our clothes outside. So I do apologize. I'm hoping you won't pick up on it too much. Okay, so first of all, eclipse. So I've called this episode the eclipse burnout, time to integrate your shifts, which sounds quite intense, but this is exactly what needs to happen now. If you remember, you know, I've been talking about the eclipses a lot over the last few episodes. We'll definitely mention them because it is a big deal cosmologically, energetically. It's huge. The energies are so intense and scattered in eclipse season that we cannot help but notice that something feels off. You know, if we're not conscious of the kind of cosmological kind of happenings, people will definitely be feeling something. You know, there's a lot of intensity. And we've talked all about the cosmic symptoms and all these things that can happen and play out and unfold for us. But now it's time to integrate our changes and our shifts. And I wanted to kind of spend a bit of time this week talking about it because this is really relevant for this week. So like I said, you know, eclipse season is drawing to a close. It's finishing this weekend at the time of recording this episode. But there is an ebb, but there is still ripples that, you know, you'll still be feeling ripples. I've kind of been hit on the physical. For me, it's been more on the physical this time around, where I've not been sleeping. I'm like super tired. I don't feel that good today. I don't feel that well. Which is kind of unlike me. So I kind of had stuff like that going on. But you could have been experiencing emotional stuff. I've definitely had a bit of anxiety as well, a bit of insecurity rising from time to time. Just stuff like that, being feeling ungrounded, not having the focus. and just kind of a scattered energy, and just feeling that intensity has been what a lot of people have been experiencing recently. But as I said, there is an ebb to this now, but there will be ripples right up until this weekend because of the eclipse season still going. And like my husband, he's very like even Stephen, he's a bit of a steady Eddie. But he came home, I think it was yesterday, and he just said, oh my God, I got so triggered. He was telling me he got so triggered at work, bless him. And it isn't like him really when I think about it. But he said he'd like next week at their work, they're having all these I don't know how you call it, like kind of team building events, and they're going off to stay in a hotel. They're going to visit like a computer museum at Bletchley Park and all this lot. And he was kind of looking forward to it, you know, so he was really looking forward to it. And then he was looking at the group that he would have been in, and he wasn't there. He just wasn't there. He said it really triggered him. He felt left out, and he didn't want to go to any of the evening activities, and he was feeling all of this. And then he thought, right, I'll just shoot off an email to the admin staff, see what's going on. And it was just simply an error. He'd been missed out. So they just added him back in, and that was all it was. But it was interesting that, but he said that reaction was really interesting. So it really made him look at it. And we were saying that's very typical Chiron in Aries. You know, we hate to feel left out. We kind of like to be the leaders and things and pioneers, and you know, we want to feel enough and loved, and it's really important to us. So it was interesting that you had that reaction. So, you know, just be aware of things like that, where you have reactions, stronger reactions than normal, you know, or maybe something unfolds and you just don't cope with it very well. You know, things like that are very common during an eclipse season. And, you know, these energies have been very heightened, as I said. They're rapidly transformative, they're, you know, rapid shift. And we've all experienced that. You may have been experiencing sudden endings and completion of things. That's very typical of the eclipses. They kind of bookend this portal. And, you know, it is about, excuse me, sudden endings and completion a lot of the time. Also, we're in Aries season up until about the 19th of April. The sun is in Aries, and Aries is kind of butting us into action. I always think of it as a ram, you know, kicking us into action. So all in all, with everything going on, we've also had a comet as well, I believe, last week. Although I didn't hear much about that. But, you know, there's definitely been lots of kind of cosmic activations, things like that going on. And, you know, it can feel really exhausting. Heightened energy, whatever the source, can feel really exhausting. You know, because we're doing a lot of shifting, we're doing a lot of reckoning, we're kind of forced to do a lot of inward work as well, to release and you know, just things that rise so that we can work through and process. And yeah, it can leave us feeling really, really burnt out, you know, and we're getting all these triggers, unexpected stuff rising. And also you're probably getting pushed as well to make changes in your home, in your reality, in your careers, your jobs. For example, we are decorating. We've just been furiously decorating for the last couple of months now. And we've gone all around the house painting. And as soon as we've done that, we're going to start in the garden. I feel like I need to kind of really focus on the business. I really want to grow my in-person moon circles. I felt very, very cool to do that over the last few months. I'm really focusing on that now. I've been growing my other little business, and I've kind of almost got to full capacity with that. So I want to focus on my moon circles now and grow that. And I'm just getting really, really pushed in that way. So, you know, I know that we get these cosmic nudges, we get these triggers, and like I said, we can feel exhausted. We can really feel exhausted at the end of this period, you know, because we're stepping into spring and we've had this eclipse season as well. And, you know, you'll be desirous of change as you are in spring. It's all about new beginnings. So just, you know, be on the lookout for that. And maybe if there's things that you feel, oh, I just haven't got the energy for that, you know, just make a note. I always say that, make a note, make a list. You can always come back to it. I mean, for example, I've recently started my little yoga practice again. I hadn't been doing it for quite a few months for whatever reason. And I felt very drawn to doing that. I'm also trying to make sort of some changes in the way that I eat. So it's a lot more, I do eat quite cleanly, but I'm trying to make more effort in that regard as well. And it's just, I get pushed and then I try and do it and honor that. You know, and this is all of this has come about, for, you know, during this eclipse season. But all of these changes, however big or small, like I said, can feel quite tiring. So it, you know, it's about understanding that. And I really feel this week, if you want to create long lasting change, because that's what we want, right? We don't want just kind of quick fixes and things that we'll do one week and then the next we don't. We, you know, these ideas and these feelings have come, you know, these have been divinely channeled through. You've picked up on them. You're ready to honor them and action them. You know, it's aligned action for you. So you want that to stick around because your higher self is saying, you know, you need to do this. You need to eat more cleanly. You know, you need to practice more self-care. You know, try, you know, get out there, create a bigger, a wider community for women who love moon circles. I was going to say mooning them for a minute. You know, and I really feel that push, as I'm sure you are as well. But, you know, we want to create long-lasting change. We want to create sustainable transformation for ourselves because, like I said, this is soul speaking to us. It's part of your purpose. So, you know, at this time, if you are feeling tired, if you are getting run down physically, you're maybe noticing different symptoms, things like that, you need to, if you possibly can, just gift yourself time and space to integrate these shifts, integrate these changes, prioritize them if you can. Slow everything down and just make sure that you can bring them through into your reality. All right, my love. So that completes our episode for this week. So it's been quite a short and sweet one, but I always love doing these. I love recording my podcast episode. So I hope you didn't pick up too much tumble dryer noise in the background. So I just wanted to remind you that I know we have a lot of listeners that live locally to me in Leicestershire, UK. If you would like to come along to the moon circles, we do a full moon gathering once a month, obviously. And we are in Coatsbatch. We're in the beautiful Coatsbatch near Lutterworth. It's a beautiful venue that I hire out, and I would absolutely love to see you. These are getting more and more popular, and it's just so lovely to get to hang out with some really beautiful, like-minded women. And teenage daughters are very welcome as well. So I'm going to include the link to the next circle, which is on the Wednesday, the 24th of April at 7 p.m. And the link is there. You can book on, find out more about what we do in these circles. And also I'll include the link to the membership, which is exactly the same, but online, because obviously there are a lot of you that don't live anywhere near me. So if you would like to join a community, you know, you have a chance either way. All right, my loves, have a beautiful week. Be restful, be self-caring, self-loving, and I'll see you next week. Much love. Bye.